Your children will be taught the truth. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Capital One Bank, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance. During his speech in North Carolina over the weekend, the president made this promise.
We will teach our children the truth about America, that we are the most exceptional nation on the face of the earth, and we are getting better every single day. And no party can lead America that will not teach our children to love America.
So he promises to teach children to love America, but at the same time, teach them the truth about America. He intended this as a rebuke to the New York Times 1619 Project and its focus on slavery, but it could just as easily be a rebuke of some of the more traditional history textbooks which ignore big chunks of American history. For example, in 2010, Texas adopted textbook guidelines that left out the Ku Klux Klan and Jim Crow laws. Those are embarrassing episodes, yes, but I didn't hear the president say that teaching love of country requires ignoring the truth. Because if you did that, America would no longer be exceptional. We'd be like the old Soviet Union, which for years never mentioned Stalin's purges and the labor camps that at one time imprisoned 50 million people. Now, he clearly said, we will teach our children the truth. By the way, Russians do know the truth about Stalin now, and yet an opinion poll last year found that he maintains a 51% approval rating. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.